Broadcasting live all across our country, this is Home Talk on the Home Improvement USA Radio Network. Louisiana Pacific Corporation, manufacturers of quality vinyl siding products and accessories, proudly present the home improvement guru himself, Michael King. Louisiana Pacific Corporation, according to a leading consumer magazine, rated LP's Norman Rockwell panel number one among all vinyl siding panels. For lifetime vinyl siding and accessories, pick Louisiana Pacific. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the guru himself and the host of the show, Michael King.
Hello. Hello and welcome to Home Talk. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, and I'm broadcasting to you behind that famous Golden Hammer microphone here on the Genesis Broadcasting Network at GCNLive.com. Each weekend, Michael King, I'm the host. I'm a licensed general contractor. Along with expert guests, I take calls from homeowners across the nation, answering their questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, and directing them to the most useful and innovative home products on the market today. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. Our studio engineer is Bob Peddle, and our executive producer is Corey Crow. Also, I invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. There you're pretty much going to find out anything that has to do with this show in home improvements. And, you know, in this modern world, it's very hard to find a contractor, supplier, remodeler, somebody you can trust. But you don't have to worry. You got the Cajun Contractor here on your side. Make sure you check out our website at hometalkusa.com and click and find out which companies I recommend. Also, we do take email questions live online. My email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com, and we do answer all the emails on the last segment of each hour. Now, I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Barry Evans. He's from the Mississippi Licensing Board for Contractors. Welcome to Home Talk with the Cajun Contractor, Barry.
Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, too. Tell us what's going down in Mississippi right now. How's the weather? What's going on?
Oh, right now it's chilly, and we're expecting freezing rain, and it's kind of dreary this afternoon.
Oh, great. Barry, I wanted to get you back on the show. You was on the show a couple months ago, and the reason why I want to get you back is that we're going to talk about the licensing laws in the state of Mississippi, and specifically, we get a lot of contractors and all across the country that emails this show and say, hey, you know, Michael King, I know there's a lot of work, a lot of construction work, remodeling work, renovating work, the building of new homes in southern Mississippi, and we want to do some work down there, but we just simply don't know if there's laws or if there's a licensing laws. We want to be legal. We want to come down and help the people of Mississippi. Can you help us? Well, I got you, so please tell us, do you have a licensing law in the state of Mississippi, number one,
there is a state of Mississippi does have a licensing law that if you're doing any remodel jobs or roofing jobs that exceed $10,000,
okay,
you're required to have a minimum of a residential remodeler's or roofing license.
All right.
If you're doing any new construction that exceeds $50,000, you're required to have a residential builder's license.
Okay, great. Now tell us the procedures, what we need to do if somebody's listening to the show, it's a contractor, wants to come to Mississippi.
Okay, if they want to come to Mississippi, we have reciprocal agreements with the following states, Alabama, Home Licensure Board, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, and South Carolina. What they'll need to do is fill out our application and send us a copy of their current Alabama or one of those states, one of their licenses, and we will verify that it is in good standing, and once that happens, we will give them a Mississippi license.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The application has to be on file 30 days prior to the board meeting, and the board only meets quarterly. So
okay.
Our next quarterly meeting is the second Wednesday of April.
All right, now y'all had waived that, but I think that waiving period has expired, right?
That waiving period, it was waived, and then at the January 11th board meeting, we came out from under the state of emergency, and that waiting period, waiving and all that expired on February 1.
Okay, now, this show is going out all across the country, so I'm sure they have some state licensing officials in other states that y'all don't have a reciprocal agreement with that's listening to this show that if you do have a licensing program in your state that you would love them to contact you, that you would love to reciprocate with that state. Because I think you recognize, and the state of Mississippi recognize, it's just impossible or entirely too much work, too much destruction to put the southern part of Mississippi and the Gulf Coast back together again, and y'all looking for all the help y'all can get.
That's correct. FEMA estimates, but you know, across the Mississippi, a stretch from the Gulf Coast up to the railroad tracks, which are a couple miles inland, that there's 70,000 homes that were destroyed, and they have to be replaced.
Okay, now I know what kind of response we're getting here in Louisiana and Mississippi. I'm sure you're getting a lot of inquiries right now, huh?
Yes, the phones, since the hurricane, stay lit up from 8 o'clock until 5, and we do our best at getting everybody's questions answered.
Okay. Now let's move on to this. I need to ask you, statewide codes. I mean, because even though this is a national show, but you have to learn a little bit about some statewide codes that the contractors need to understand. Is there some things you can tell us that maybe we can have a heads up on if
yes.
If contractors listen to this show?
There are only two states in the union that have not adopted statewide codes, and they are Mississippi and Alabama.
Okay.
So any jurisdiction that you go into in Mississippi, you'll need to contact the local building officials and see which code they are following. However, the majority of the coast is following the 2003 International Residential Code.
Okay. Now, what about disciplinary actions? If somebody's coming into your state that's illegal or doing illegal things, can you just basically tell us some things that have happened or you're working on?
Okay. If the contractor comes into the state and is working without the proper license, we will fine them. The fines range from $100 is the minimum fine up to $5,000 and some jail time.
Jail time?
Yeah, it's up to like 60 days in county jail per offense.
Okay.
And that's just one of the options available. We generally allow the district attorneys and the attorney general's office to take over whenever it comes down to jail time.
Okay. Now, what about insurance requirements? What's required in the state of Mississippi?
The insurance requirements, our legislator, in all their infinite wisdom a few years ago, probably about 5, took the requirement out of our law. So you do not require liability insurance. We only require workers' comp if you have 5 or more employees.
And I think you have some legislation right now that's going
to put that. That's
correct.
Correct
that problem. Great.
That's right. And what I would suggest is any homeowner that wants to contract with a contractor to be sure to verify that the person tells them their license to verify it. And then,
yes.
Then if they're insured, to verify the insurance is current and good.
Yeah, we've had an email a couple weeks ago from a lady in California who was another state that didn't require liability insurance, and she had a serious problem. Matter of fact, it came through our San Bernardino affiliate, KCAA, 1050 AM in California, and she had a serious problem, and the contractor didn't have any liability insurance and did faulty work, and now she has no recourse other than to try to sue him or have his license revoked. But like I told her, even though it might not be required in your state to have liability insurance, I would not hire a contractor unless he had liability insurance, no matter if it was required or not. But we're talking to Barry Evans. Barry, just go ahead and hold on to the next segment. We're going to take a break, okay?
Okay.
We're talking to Barry Evans from the Mississippi Board of Contractors. We're going to go ahead and take a short break, take care of some business, and hear from our sponsors. You're listening to Home Talk on GCNLive.com. Don't go the way. I'll be right back. Please, don't touch that dial.
Attention all home improvement contractors, manufacturers, product distributors, or home improvement service companies. How would you like to have your company featured on Home Talk, a live call-in national home improvement consumer show on the Home Improvement USA Network? Hi, this is Michael King, host of Home Talk. Home Talk is a live consumer call-in talk show that discusses various topics on any subject matter that has to do with home improvements. The show producers are currently looking for companies to appear on the show to showcase their company as one of the top home improvement related companies in their field today. This is a great opportunity for company exposure and for your company to be featured at one of the hottest home improvement talk shows on the air today. So if you're interested in your company appearing on the show, I can be reached at 504-722-2500. That's 504-722-2500. Or email me at michaelking@hometalkusa.com. That's michaelking@hometalkusa.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
I'm out of here in Alcoa, Tennessee on WBCR, or Panama City, Florida on WLTG, or San Bernardino, California on KCAA. Home Talk always brings you the best and home improvement information. If you'd like to participate on the show, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. I also invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. Our home health zone offers tips in remodeling, new construction products, newspaper home tip articles, and information links. We try to help men and women around the country with their home questions and to share home improvement information. Also, We do take email questions live online. My email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com, and we will read the emails on the last segment of each show. Our guest today is Barry Evans. He's with the Mississippi Licensing Board for Contractors. We're talking about what it takes to do business in the state of Mississippi with all the massive work that's going to have to be done in construction, basically to get Barry to let us know what the requirements are. And Mississippi is a licensing state. Let me ask you this. Before we went on break, we were basically talking about the statewide codes and some disciplinary actions. But, Barry, what's probably been the number one complaint that you've been getting with unscrupulous contractors?
The homeowners are complaining that, and that generally is the elderly, they're paying their contractors up front.
Oh.
And the contractor never comes back and does the work and just disappears with their money.
Yeah, what happens, they probably get the draw and that the insurance company gives the homeowner, and then all of a sudden they got the money and they're gone.
Uh-huh, and it's like, well, I don't have any money to complete my house because I gave the contractor my insurance money. And the authorities on the coast are getting very strict. That we had a contractor that is in Jackson County Jail, where he was arrested for false pretense, and he was using his former employer's license to pull permits.
Oh.
And he was doing the same thing.
That's a no-no.
Taking the permits, taking the people's money and not performing any work.
Okay, and the reason why we're telling, because we got people in St. Louis, Evelyn, Minnesota, that catches the show, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, they're probably saying, well, Michael King, what that has to do with us? Well, it has a lot to do with you because, we're giving you these examples because, a tragedy can hit anywhere in this country, a tornado or a massive mudslide, and we want to, educate our listening audiences all across the country. And set precedents that these things can happen, and you shouldn't do these things.
That's correct. You should never give the money up front. Get something tangible on the ground, like get the delivery of the material, and then pay the contractor.
Yeah,
and you've got something tangible to hold on to.
And Barry, that's a good idea. And we did a show on that a couple months ago, and we had Miss Patricia Evans from the Better Business Bureau. From Washington, basically said the same thing. Said, look, you feeling really uncomfortable about giving the contractor some money up front because, contractors want money up front. It's customary. They're not doing anything wrong if they ask for a deposit, but, you're taking a chance. So she basically said that if you're feeling uncomfortable, then when the contractor delivers the materials on premises, at least you have something. Then you might want to give him, a little deposit, and you never want to give more than maybe 25% to 30%, and that's it.
Yeah, that's, we have a pamphlet that we publish with the Board of Contractors, and it says that a customary deposit would be 10 to 25% of the project.
Yeah, and then, that's good. And then,
that allows, the contractors trusting the homeowner that the homeowner is going to pay. I mean, you got a two-way street there.
Well, let me tell you what, I've had to sue homeowners in the past that didn't pay me, so, I'm out with the money. So everybody's talking about the poor contractor, but there's some cases where the contractors get stuck. So,
that's correct.
We're trying to be fair with the contractor, and we're trying to be fair with the consumer. But Barry, the bottom line is if you hire somebody that's legitimate in the first place, then 9 times out of 10, you won't have these problems.
That's correct. The majority of our complaints that we have just in general with the Board of Contractors are the contractor won't come back and take care of punch list items. And you can kind of understand if he's building, 100 houses a year that he's kind of busy. And that's probably the last thing he's thinking about going back and doing. But once we contact them, generally they take care of it.
Okay, and there's some things that you can check out to make sure that the contract is legitimate. And the first thing is to contact your local or state or regional licensing board and see if, the contractor does possess a license, and that's a clue right there. The second would be maybe contact the Better Business Bureau and see if the company has any complaints or is licensed or is a member of the Better Business Bureau. Another thing is maybe call your local home builders association, right, Barry? And see if that contractor is licensed in the area. And maybe another point is maybe go to the phone book, and if a guy's got a big ad in the phone book, maybe, you know, go down to the library and check back 4, 5, 6 years ago and see if he's in the phone book 5, 6 years ago. You follow me? And, you know, a good sign is if he's got a big ad in today's phone book, but last year he doesn't have an ad at all. Something's up there. I mean, you have to do your research. And before I let you go, any other tips you want to put us on, Barry?
Yeah, they need to go to your website at hometalkusa.com.
Thank you.
They can link to our website, since we're a government agency. Our web address is quite long. They can click on the bar that you have there for us, and
yeah,
it will take them to our website. They can get complaint forms. They can get applications. The website tells them everything they need to know.
You
can search for licensed contractors, and if you want to, you can call and verify them with us.
Yeah, hometalkusa.com. We got links to all the national licensing board for contractors. If you click on my website, you can see we got the Louisiana Licensing Board sitting there, Mississippi State Licensing Board sitting there, and then we have NASCA, which is the National Association of State Contractors Licensing Agencies, that all the states belong to. So you can see if somebody's licensed in Idaho or Missouri, just go through NASCA. And and we have the Better Business Bureau sitting there, a national data bank on, I can tell you if anybody's got a complaint across the country. So, but thank you. We do all the research for you. And, you know, I can lead people to, you know, to the water, but I can't make them drink. And the information is there. And I know we appreciate having you on our website, and we're doing the best to educate contractors, because we want people to come to Mississippi. We want to get the work done, but we want to make sure that everybody's playing by the same rules.
Well, we want to thank you for putting the link to the website, or to our website, on your page. We've had a great response from it. And we look forward to continue working with you.
Well, great. Barry Evans, thank you again for taking time out on this beautiful day. Barry Evans from the Mississippi State Licensing Board for Contractors. We're going to go ahead and take a short break. You're listening to The Cajun Contractor here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network at GCNLive.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And please don't touch that dial.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Pete is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite experts.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
No matter if you're in Everett, Minnesota, on KRBT, or St. Louis, Missouri, Alton, Illinois, on WBGZ, or Ramsey, Illinois, on WRTH. Home Talk always brings you the best in home improvement information. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. I invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. There you're pretty much going to find out anything that has to do with this show and home improvements. I also want to mention that we are streaming live on the internet all over the world. That's right. Home Talk USA, the best in home improvement information, can be caught right now on the internet. And now I'd like to welcome to the show, his name is Mr. Brent Brown. He's with the Overhead Door Corporation in Dallas, Texas. Brent, welcome to the show, the Cajun Contractor.
Welcome, Michael. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. I wanted to welcome you guys back on the show. About 3 weeks ago, we were all at the International Home Builders Association trade show in Orlando, Florida. And we were talking for a couple minutes, and I wanted to get you back on because, you know, there's some serious trends that's going on in the garage door industry, and I wanted to get you back on and talk about this. And mainly the thermal efficiency and the energy efficient doors that y'all coming out with. So let's talk about that. Number one, tell us about the latest trends right now that's going on in the garage door industry.
Well, we look at the garage door as kind of the final frontier. Most of the elevations on homes now, 40% of the front of the home is a garage door. And as you drive through a subdivision, they all look the same. And the latest trend is the carriage house design, three basic models, a steel carriage house.
Okay.
Which is a wood carriage house, and then an embossed steel carriage house. The steel carriage house is built on a thermocore door, which has got an R value of 12.76.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And it's got a composite board laid on top to give you that wood look. When you look at it from the street, it's very well designed. You can really see the embossment and everything else. Really good-looking product. Low maintenance, which I think we all like to hear. And we have no paint color restrictions on that door. You can paint that door black if you want. You can paint it dark brown. The composite that we put on the door will not expand and push the boards off, which is some of the issues. On the wood carriage house door, that's a little more expensive door. You can design it just about any way you want. You can build it out of any kind of wood, but it's like any wood product. It's going to be a high-maintenance product. You're going to have to sand that and finish that every year. And then the embossed steel carriage house door, which is a relatively new product to the marketplace, is a stamped steel door, which has very low maintenance. It's an inexpensive door. You can put a couple different kinds of hardware on it and give you the carriage house look for roughly $1,000.
Okay.
On the thermal efficiency, which is a big thing, seeing it's a wonderful 20 degrees where I am right now.
Yeah, and I want to stop you there in a second, and that's a good point that I want you to talk about that, because, you know, this is the problem that I'm facing right now and the word I'm trying to get out, okay, Brent, is that, okay, we've did shows on insulation. We've did shows on thermal windows and insulated windows, and we're doing all these tips and advice on how to make your home, say, energy efficient, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there's one area that people never think about energizing their home, believe it or not, is their garage door. And that's a good point. You know, I want to make a big trend and say, look, if you're going to go ahead and spend all this money on your home to energize it, man, why don't you throw a good energy-efficient door in there, too? I mean, what do you think?
I agree with you. The basic builder door you see out there is an uninsulated door. They're trying to get somebody into a home as inexpensively as possible. Yet if a home buyer is looking at a new home, for anywhere from $3 to $5 more per month on your mortgage, you can have an insulated product of high quality, and that's going to reduce your overall energy cost. And everybody says, "Well, you know, I don't heat my garage."
But that's not the point.
That's not the point.
That's right.
If you've stood in the summer on the backside of your garage door, you go, "Wow, it's getting really warm here."
That's right.
And that warmth radiates into all the walls and everything else that surrounds the garage, and that increases your cooling cost. Same thing that happens in the colder climates. The cold air infiltrates, and you've got to increase heating cost, which none of us like. You can start with a basic insulated door. It's got about a half-inch foam on the back. Gives you an R value of roughly 4.5. And it also helps deaden some of the noise on the garage door. We've got a model that also gives you a 9.76 R value, which is a steel polystyrene with steel back sandwich door. And then we go for the thermocore door, which would give you an R value of 12.76, which I personally have on my own home. Everybody looks at the garage door, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Well, it is 112 square feet on an average door, which
That's right.
16 by 7. Of non-insulated, and that would be like taking one of the walls in your living room and putting no insulation in it, and no
That's
one
right.
would do that.
Well, you got to think, to make it easier so our listeners can understand, you got to think of your house like a thermos bottle, okay? And basically what I mean is that a thermal bottle is insulated on all round sizes. Well, I can remember when I used to put windows in, we had a lot of customers that couldn't afford me to put all the windows in, the insulated windows in, all at one time. You follow me?
Yep.
So we'd only put maybe, if it was 15 windows, maybe do the backside or something. But the point is, the windows that we didn't insulate, it would be so hot in that room, and that's the same thing you're talking about the garage door, because what's happening, the heat seeks its own level, so it's going to come in through the pantry door, come out right out through the garage, and it's going to be an oven in your garage. So I can understand what you're saying. You know?
Yeah, and it, you know, it just makes good sense in today's economies to have an insulated product on your garage door. Number one, it's going to reduce your energy cost. And number two, it's going to reduce the amount of noise that your garage door produces.
Yeah, and you heard it here first on Home Talk, because I'm the first one that started preaching that a couple of years ago. You don't hear nobody else talking about that, about, you know, and they said, well, it's not a priority. Well, let me tell you what, I assure you all your energy is leaving out that garage door.
Yes, it is, and it's, you know, most people don't realize that that is the largest moving object in your house. It opens just behind the refrigerator door, and it's also the largest square foot item on your house. You've got a sliding glass door. It's roughly 56 square feet. You're talking about doubling a sliding glass door and not having any insulation there. And like I said, you can stand in the summer on the back side of that steel non-insulated door and just feel the heat coming in on you, and
Great.
It makes it very uncomfortable.
Great. We're talking to Brent Brown with Overhead Door Corporation in Dallas, Texas. When we come back, we're going to talk about thermal efficiency, about these garage doors. You're listening to Home Talk with the Cajun Contractor here on GCNLive.com. Please don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And please don't touch that dial.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King with HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day. Buying a home can be one of the most important financial investments you will ever make. But how do you know if the house is everything it appears to be? A home inspection is one of the smartest ways to educate yourself on the physical condition of the property you want to buy. A home inspection will give you the peace of mind and that you won't be buying into a money pit. The goal of a professional home inspector is to provide you, the client, with visual and technical, thorough inspection and report to assist you in making an informed decision to ensure the safety and security of your family and investment. The inspector will examine the foundation, floors, walls, ceilings, roofs, etc. And please remember, always hire a qualified, licensed, insured contractor. This is Michael King, the Cajun Contractor here with HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
No matter if you're listening, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, on KLID 1340, or Alcoa, Tennessee, on WBCR, or Panama City, Florida, on WLTG. Home Talk always brings you the best in home improvement information. Also, Home Talk wants to remind you, whether you're looking for new construction or replacement windows and doors, Mayfair is the brand to choose. Mayfair manufactures single-hung, double-hung casement sliders, and even picture windows. Not only do they look good, but they also can boost your home's energy efficiency. For further info, go to MayfairWindow.com. If you'd like to participate on the show, our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. And also, if you have an email question for the Cajun Contractor, my email address is MichaelKing@HomeTalkUSA.com. And we do read emails on the last segment of the show in each hour. Also, I want to mention we are streaming live on the Internet all over the world. All you have to do is go to HomeTalkUSA.com, click where it says listen, and you can catch the very best of home improvement information. And now I'd like to, we were talking to Overhead Door Corporation, Mr. Brent Brown, and let's talk about thermal efficiency of the door. You started to talk about that, and I had to cut you off because I had a brief thought on something, but let's talk about thermal efficiency of the door.
Thermal efficiency, like I was saying earlier, is probably one of the most important aspects of a door, second only to air infiltration in the door. Thermal efficiency is provided by the insulation in the door, and it will help reduce your energy cost. We have a couple models. Our banner door has a foam that goes between sections, which will reduce air infiltration, along with our thermocore door has a between-section seal, which reduces air infiltration, which helps to increase the thermal efficiency of your door. Generally speaking, everybody will notice they've got a perimeter weather strip all the way around their door, and that's step one, but step two is make sure that you got something between the sections to prevent the wind from coming in.
Yes, and basically it's a good use for all climates, right?
Correct.
No matter if you live in the northern part of the United States, the southern, east, or west.
Right, and you know, if you're in the south, you can stand on the backside of a non-insulated door and feel that heat just pounding through you every day long, all day long. And if it's insulated, you can start to feel reduction in the heat. If you go up to a 12.76R value like our thermocore door, you will not feel the heat coming through.
Yeah, what about the wind load?
On the wind load, that's a real important aspect that has really been growing since Hurricane Andrew. It started in Florida and has crept around all the coasts of the United States, has even gone inland in places like Kansas City and Detroit. And it's a very important aspect of the garage door. There are maps out there in different places you can find the wind load for your area, but the best person to check with would be your local county inspector. He's going to know what the current wind load requirements are. And a lot of people say, well, I don't live in an area that has a wind load. But we do get a lot of straight-line gusts. I live out in the Midwest, and we get some straight-line gusts that would scare a few people. And people say, well, I don't need a wind-loaded door. Well, when your door tears from the bottom up, you might want to consider that. But wind load is, you know, not just a coastal thing, but it's probably most noticed in the coast. Wind load is basically measured in, a lot of people measure it in wind mile per hour, but it's actually measured in PSF. That's the pounds per square foot against the door. When you get into a wind load condition for a hurricane door, there's also a positive PSF and a negative PSF because the wind will actually suck a door from an opening along with blow it into an opening.
Yeah. And you can also have additional inland requirements, say like places like Kansas City, Detroit, where basically you might have a little bit more additional the requirement of the door itself.
But, I mean, you get into a good state to look at would be like North Carolina.
Okay.
You get up in the mountains there between Tennessee and North Carolina, and they've got winds that will hit 130 mile an hour up on the top of the Smokies.
Hmm.
And they actually do have, you know, wind load conditions up there where they do wind load doors to 130 mile an hour, which is the same thing they wind load doors clear out on Cape Hatteras.
Okay, we only got about a minute left. I'm sorry. Can you just maybe give us a little tip, maybe additional tip before I let you go?
Probably the most important thing I always tell everybody is to go out and check their garage door, release it from the operator, see if they can lift it themselves. If they can't, call a professional. You need some more winds put on your spring. Spray a little WD-40 on the hinges. That'll help reduce some of the noise. It'll help reduce some of the wear and tear. And also check the nuts and bolts, see if anything's loose. I mean, you can tighten most of that stuff yourself, but when you release it from an operator and the door is very heavy to lift, that means you've got a bad spring condition, possibly a broken spring, and that's best left for the professionals.
Great. Give us some contact information if our listeners...
Good way to reach us would be go to our website, www.overheaddoor.com, or you can reach a distributor at 800-929-3667. Either way will get you to a local person on our website. You enter your zip code and it'll take you to the closest distributor in the area. We have 450 distributors around the country, and all of them will be more than happy to service your garage door.
Great. Brent Brown, the Overhead Door Corporation from Dallas, Texas. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Michael.
Great. Outstanding guests. This is Michael King, the Cajun Contractor. We're going to go ahead and take care of some business. You're listening to Home Talk here on the Genesis Broadcasting Network. Please, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you know that a poorly insulated home can cost you thousands on your energy bill yearly? This is Michael King, host of Home Talk, and I want to talk to you about Global Energy Technologies. Since 1985, they have been providing environmental friendly insulation products for your home and business. With proper insulation and ventilation, they have cut energy bills as much as 40%. Class A white insulation, which is designed for customers demanding extreme low flame and smoke, low E seal allows to make installation quick, simple, and more efficient. ESP Low E is the number one selling reflective insulation in the country today. It can be used to replace conventional insulations. And finally, there's Low E Radiant Barrier Insulation, designed for insulation under rafters under any application where airspace is achieved. They are a family-owned business. Currently, they're also looking for wholesale distributors and dealers. Their phone is 1-800-809-2734. That's 1-800-809-2734. Global Energy Technologies. They believe in quality and integrity.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Home Talk wants to remind you that a poorly insulated house can cost you thousands on your energy bill yearly. Since 1985, Global Warehouse Technologies have been providing environmentally friendly insulation products for your home and business. For proper ventilation insulation, they have seen monthly energy bills cut as much as 40%. That's right, 40%. For further info, call 1-800-809-2734. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free if you'd like to participate on the show. And now, let's, John, let's go to our email bag.
Okay, let's pull one out here randomly. Okay, this one is from Breck in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and our affiliate KLID 1340. And the question is, some years ago I relocated my septic system and the outgoing line through the foundation. The old opening in the foundation was patched with concrete. For some time, this patch has been weeping water, and water collects a little bit for about 2 inches along the floor. How can I waterproof that patch? Do I do it on the inside or out? What material should I use?
All right, Breck, what you got to do is make the patch on the outside, which means you must dig down the opening and clean it off before patching. Now, that's very important, Breck, which means you must, what you have to do is basically make the patch with roofing cement on the patch thickly, overlapping the patch 4 or 5 inches all around. Then embed a piece of tar paper into the roofing cement to cover the cement. And finally, what you got to do is finish off with a layer of roofing cement, overlapping a few inches. After this sets overnight, you can backfill. You may have to buy a whole roll of tar paper, unless you can find a neighbor who has scrapped some a while back. But you're probably going to have to get you a whole new roll, you know, whole roll, or a friendly lumber clerk who has some remnants, say, laying around the place. That was Breck through our affiliate in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, on KLID, John, and we definitely want to thank you.
I enjoy it every time.
Great. If you'd like to email the Cajun Contractor, my email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com. And we take emails on the last segment of each show. And I'll tell you what, we invite everybody to check out our website again, hometalkusa.com. You have to also check out the on the website, the Home Health Zone, I'm telling you. It offers you some great tips on remodeling, new home construction products, newspaper, home tip articles, and information links. Also, you can join us each week as me, Michael King, the Cajun Contractor, a fully licensed contractor, along with expert guests. We take calls from homeowners all across the nation, answering their questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, and directing them to the most useful and innovative home products. Home Talk usually offers an added value with a website that reinforces a visual punch. On behalf of John Martin, and we'd like to thank all our affiliates who's leaving us, but the ones that are staying for our next hour, we want to thank you for listening to another edition of Home Talk. And always remember, measure twice, cut once. Please, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-264-9972 for a free design consultation. Call and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-264-9972.
What co-